promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Welcome, film fans, to another quick shot review for Cheap Shot Entertainment. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you. If you're on with us on YouTube, thank you. You know what to do. If you like the video, you like the podcast, give us a follow, give us a like, check out our other stuff, and continue the journey with us. We bring you new film reviews. I say reviews, they're not really reviews, they're just my thoughts. Film views every single week without fail. Now, some of those times it may just be a bit later, but I do try and get a film review out once a week. And this week it's Civil War, directed by Alex Garland. And starring Kirsten Dunst of Spider-Man fame, lots of other things as well. It also stars Wagner Moura and Kaylee Spaney. And the film's premise is a journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military embedded journalists as they race against time to reach DC before Rebel factions descend upon the White House. Their idea is to go and interview the president before he's, because it's civil war, right? So Americans against Americans, you can absolutely see this happening. They I'm not going to go into politics because I actually want to be let into America at some point so I can go to the theme parks and stuff, but and also to WrestleMania, so I don't want to say too much, not like anybody's listening. But this film, I absolutely adore this film. People aren't going to give it the credit it deserves, and I've already seen straight away, I've typed it into Google, and the Google reviews are not good. Ignore those, because they're obviously people who don't appreciate good filmmaking. This one, for me, is personal because I am myself a photographer. I'm classically trained. I did my dissertation on war photography. So this is great. You know, like the equipment that they use in the field is what they can get their hands on. One of them's using an old film camera, which I absolutely love. And the other one's using digital, which again is fine. But you can imagine all these things happening, and it is harrowing. It's the idea that someone can be so desensitized to something that when they finally do snap, when they finally does get to them, they're just going to break completely. And it's the perils of war. But these people aren't soldiers. These people are taking pictures of the soldiers. You know, the people that are fighting. But it you know, people get affected that way as well. But as citizens, we demand that we have all of this stuff right in front of us at our fingertips, on the internet, etc. these days. And we don't ever think about the people who are actually collecting this information for us. They're on the front line. They are not soldiers. They are people that are doing a job. And if they don't do that job, they can't pay their bills, etc., etc. But yeah, this film is good. It's an A24 film. I have a love-hate relationship with A24, but they have been doing pretty decent recently. And yeah, I would say this is, I think it's this is for me because it's modern. It's better than Napoleon. Like I say, you can imagine these things happening in a post Civil War, in a civil war in America, a second civil war. Lots of embedded imagery. Every time you take a picture, the screen stops and gives you that image, and it makes you think. At that moment, you can feel the pain, you can see the hurt. It's just amazing. Such a good film. Really is. The music, really good. Well, it's a score rather than music, because there isn't really any music apart from when it's in the when they're in the car. And it's it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. You can, like I say, it's a shockingly personal experience. It lives up to the trailer perfectly. It doesn't disappoint, because you can quite often go to the film, go to a movie, you can get the trailer, they'll play the trailer at you, you go and say, yes, I want to go and see that, and they've used all the good stuff in the trailer. This was not the case with this film. They gave you enough to get make you want to want it want in, but then they gave you more and more and more. And it's the two sides of war. There's the soldiers and the people who document it. And it's an insight into the cruelty of war. And it's just intriguing. It really, really is. It's just so good. And looking at this as well, it's made its money back, and it absolutely deserves that. Absolutely, 110%. It is, I think, probably one of the best films I've seen this year. It's amazing. And the best thing is, it doesn't take sides. It doesn't want you to root for one side or the other. It's straight down the middle. It's documentary. It's exactly what it needs to do in journalism, the third eye, of those people who are on the front line, just given a piece of body armor and say, hey, there you go. Away you go. It's brilliant, and Kirsten Dunst is fantastic. You can feel both the fear and the at it, she's just dead inside. You look in her eyes and she's dead from the stuff that she's seen. Not physically, but mentally. She has died completely. And again, you can feel that happening. And there's also some really nice moments as well. Because out of all of this civil war, and everyone's just fighting against each other, there are certain towns that haven't been involved in this. And there is a scene where they go into a shop and they try on clothes, and it's just it gives you that little bit of come down. This is civility. This is a reality that they used to have, that they don't have anymore because of the war. And that scene again is amazing. It works so well with the other scenes as well. Because the war scenes are full on. You've got that bit, and you've got another bit in between where it's just a bit of downtime, gives you time to breathe, and then it's straight out again. It's an amazing film, and I absolutely unequivocally say this without any any regrets. Go see this film. It is good. Very good. And I think this is something that I'll be buying on Blu-ray because it's an amazing film. Absolutely brilliant. 100% brilliant. Give it a go. That's all I've got to say. Fantastic. I hope this week's film lives up to that, and it's the Fall Guy. So something slightly different to War. It's obviously got explosions and stuff in it, which I absolutely love. Obviously the comedy, Ryan Gosling, he's done some amazing films recently. So yeah, that's where we're going next. So I hope you can join me there. Till then, thank you very much, film fans, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Hiya!